the yesod of causing tumah to something is creating a tziruf, a connection, between the object of tumah and the object to which tumah is being caused. And tziruf, connection, is something which can be formed in many different ways. It can be formed in strong ways, and it can be formed in weak ways. One type of tziruf is physical proximity. A person is mitzuruf to something else if he's touching that thing. A person is mitzuruf to something else, albeit in a weaker sense, if he's close to that thing. The further away that he is, the less mitzuruf he is to that thing. And the second way that tziruf can be created is by spending time. The longer that two things are in contact, the greater the tziruf between them. The shorter that two things are in contact, the less the tziruf between them. There are other things also which contribute to the formation of tziruf, but these two, space and time, perhaps are the two most important factors in creating tziruf. And based on this, we can understand the shilos and the maskanos of the Gemara about the precise definition of the Isser and the Chi of Karban and the Chi of Malkos for causing the Mikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, to become Tamei. Because the Gemara says that there are three circumstances under which a person is Chayev Karban for being with Tamei the Beis HaMikdash. The first is if he performs a Maisa Hishtachava. The second is if he's Yotzei B'derech Aruka, he takes a long route, circuitous route out, where he could have taken a straight route. And the third is if he stands still for long enough to bow, for long enough to be Mishtachaveh. And on the surface, if we were to analyze it, we would have said that a person is Potter from a Karbon if he takes the quickest route out and doesn't spend any longer in the Beit HaMikdash than he needs to. But we know that that's not true, because a person, says Rava, can spend the entire day walking very slowly out of the Beis HaMikdash, and still he's going to be potter from bringing a karban. And lechora, if a person's obligation is to get out of the Beis HaMikdash as soon as possible, and if he doesn't, if he stays and overstays his permission in the Beis HaMikdash, then he's chayiv, it shouldn't make a difference whether he's still walking or whether he's standing still. If he took more time than he needed, he should be chayiv. So what's pshat? That he's potter if he spends the whole day walking out. But if he stops for long enough to bow down, then he's going to be chayiv. So I think the yesod dvarim is that there's an isser to create a certain level of tseruf between the object of tumah and the Beis HaMikdash. And that tseruf is created in one of two ways. One way in which it's created is by taking a derech arukah, to spend time in portions, in areas of the space of the Beis HaMikdash, where it was not necessary to set foot in order to exit. That is creating a tziruf between the tumah and a new portion of the Beis HaMikdash. Because when the person becomes tameh, it's fait accompli, it's already destined that he should make a beeline for the exit. So all the entire distance between where he's standing and the exit is already destined to become mitzuruf to the tumah to some extent. But anything which is outside, anything which is in the circuitous path, which is not in the straight path, was never destined to become tamei. And therefore, if he treads the circuitous route, he's spreading the tziruf of tumah to places, parts of the mikdash, which were never destined or never fated to experience this tumah, and as such he's chayav a karban. But not only that, if he stops, if he stands still, so then he's essentially planting himself in the Beis HaMikdash for a limited amount of time, and therefore he's creating a tziruf of kvios, of permanence. He's not moving outwards, he's not directing himself outwards. The trajectory of this tamei object has ceased to move. Its momentum is no longer carrying it forwards. As long as it's moving forwards, as long as it's moving out of the Beis HaMikdash, so then the tseruf is primarily to the outside, because that's where it's fated and destined to end up. It's going to be outside. It's moving to the outside. So we can consider it as if it's already outside. And the tseruf to the Beis HaMikdash is very, very small, because we anticipate that this object will shortly have left the Beis HaMikdash. It's on its way out. But if he's shoheh, if he stays in the Beis HaMikdash, kidei hishtachava, or if he's mishtachave, even without a shehiyah, that creates a very strong level of tseruf. It's a tseruf which is no longer simply on the path to leaving. It's something which is planning to stay, which has begun to stay. And that already is just as bad as diverging or detouring from the straight path out of the Beis HaMikdash. It needs a little bit more hasber still. But based on this, we can answer some of the kashas that are posed by a Tosfos. The Gemara has a shaila about what happens if a person suspends himself in mid-air. Is he chayev for being metami the mikdash, or is he not being chayev for being metami the mikdash? And our version is, do we need a shehiyah which is roi l'hishtachava, or do we need a shehiyah kalduhu, even if it's not roi l'hishtachava, because you can't bow down, you can't be mishtachave in mid-air, because hishtachava, by definition, is creating a tseruf between your body and the floor, either between your forehead and the floor, or your forehead and your knees and the floor, or your forehead and your entire body and the floor. That's what hishtachava is. And if you're in the mid-air, then that tseruf is automatically missing. So the question, the way that we have our girsa, is what's the halacha in the case where this is the level of tseruf that exists. But there's another girsa which is brought down by Tosfos and by the Ramban and by the other Rishonim. And that girsa is the avir, is the air of the azara considered like the azara? Or is the air of the azara considered not like the azara? And Tosfos understand that this other girsa is a global question. In all matters, is the air of the Azara like the Azara, or is the air of Azara not like the Azara? And because Tosfos understand that this is a global question that relates to all areas of Kedushas HaAzara, Tosfos is bothered. How can we have a suffix about this? The Gemara elsewhere seems to clearly understand that the Avir of the Azara is considered to be like the Azara, to the extent that the Gemara says if a person places his hand into the airspace of the Azara, so there's a man Diamar who says that he's chayiv something, or at least it's usur for him to do so, because he's being metame the mikdash. And furthermore, says Tosfos, lechora we know that basar from a karbon or dam from a karbon, it becomes pasul if it's yotze, if it leaves the confines of the Beis HaMikdash. And Tosfos says, if you tell me that the airspace of the Beis HaMikdash is not like the Beis HaMikdash, then as soon as a person lifts up the dam in its vessel and starts to carry it to the Mizbeach, it's considered to have left the Beis HaMikdash because it's no longer on the ground, it's in the air. This is Tosfos' question. So Lechora, says Tosfos, from the fact that the dam does not become pasul biyotze as soon as a person lifts it up, indicates that being present in the airspace of the Azara is the same as being present on the floor of the Azara. This is Tosfos Hochacha. However, I think there's two answers to this Raya of Tosfos. First of all, there's a higher level of tseruf between the dam in a kli and the Azara than there is between a person who suspends himself in midair and the floor of the Azara. Because the dam in a kli, so it's being held in the hands of the Kohen, and the Kohen is standing on the floor of the Azara. So therefore, if you just trace the dam to the kli, to the Kohen, to the Azara, there's a strong level of tseruf. And we say also in Hilchos Shabbos that if something is being carried by a person, in many ways it's ki'ilu munach baraglav, as if it's set down by that person's feet. So therefore, there's a strong level of tseruf. But if a person is suspended in mid-air, in the Azara, and he's not even roi l'shtachavos, so then it's very possible that he's not considered mitzuruf. Now again, somehow or other, if he's suspended, so he's got the suspension either will go upwards or go downwards. There's going to be some roundabout connection to that Zara, but one can very easily see that the Shaila of our Gemara is when he's suspended in a manner which connects him much less directly to that Zara than the dam in the Kli in the hand of the Kohen who's standing on the floor of that Zara. But I think we can see even better, because once we're seeing that the whole Yisod HaDvarim is that the Isser of being Metami the Mikdash is to create a certain level of Tzeiruf, what we can understand is as follows. The Shaila of the Gemara, Avir Azara Ka Azara or Na Ka Azara, is not a global Shaila. Because everyone knows, B'mitzius, that the status, that being surrounded by the airspace of a place, creates less Tzeiruf than actually being touching the floor or the walls of that place. It's just, that's natural. You're touching the floor of that Zara, you're very Mitzuraf. If you're simply suspended over the floor of that Zara, you're close, and you're on top of it, but you're less Mitzuraf. So we know that there's two Madrigos of Tzeiruf. One of them is called touching, and the other is called being Mahil, Maga and Ohel. So, and those two levels of Tzeiruf in different areas of Halacha can be treated in different ways. So why not say that when it comes to the psul of Yotzei, even a lower level of tzeiruf is sufficient, because that's what the Torah says, that you carry the dam in a kli by the hand of the Kohen and it still remains kosher. So clearly there's a giloi that there's a lower level of tzeiruf which is sufficient. But when it comes to Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshav, so there the level of tzeiruf which is required to be chayiv maybe is a higher level of tzeiruf. That's very mistaber. Then in order to be chayav a karbon, there needs to be a higher level of tzeiruf between the Tum and the Beit HaMikdash. And the tzeiruf of Ohel is weaker than the tzeiruf of Maga. The tzeiruf of simply being suspended above the airspace of something is weaker than the tzeiruf of actually being in physical contact with that thing. And we find that all over Hilchos Tuma also, that there are differences between Tumas Ohel, right, which does not involve direct contact, but rather involves being suspended over the airspace of something, being in a direct line upwards, right, or let's say upwards, above something or below something, and actually touching it. That touching is considered a much stronger form of tumah. So the same thing over here, that maybe the question of avira zara kazara means is the level of tzeiruf for the purposes of Tumas Mikdash V'Kodeshav, is that level of tzeiruf that's created by being in the airspace sufficient to be mechayev a carbon or not? But really, the shaila of the Gemara is a local shaila, not a global shaila. Because each area of halacha has a different standard of tzeiruf which is necessary to the Beis HaMikdash. And I think this may be why the Ramban does not ask this kasha of Tosfos from the dam in the Kli. Because the Ramban may have understood that even according to this Girsa in the Gemara, there are different levels of Tzeiruf that are necessary for the Psul of Yotzei. For the Psul of Yotzei, you need to be a very low level of Tzeiruf to be Psul with Yotzei. And once you're above that low level, you're Kasher. But when it comes to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, it's possible that you need an even higher level of Tzeiruf. And any Tuma, which is Mitzuraf, in an intermediate level, is still going to be considered not mitzuraf, and only if it's a stronger type of tzeiruf, then it's going to be chayiv. But the Ramban still has other kashas, because when it comes to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, you have to know there's the Isser to be metami the Mikdash, there's a chiyuv karban, and there's a chiyuv malchus, and it's possible that all three of those have different levels of tzeiruf, which are necessary in order to create the Isser and to create the chiyuv. And the remaining caches of Tosus and of the Ramban are dealing with the relationship between the Isser and the Malchus and the Karbon, which clearly have more affinity for one another in terms of how to define the requisite level of Tzeiruf than the affinity between the Psul of Yosei and the Isser of being Metami the Mikdash.